Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. An impasse here, maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you. Slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Hey, and welcome to episode 38 of PWA Radio. This is I'm your host. I'm Rob Robinson. We've got Chameleon.
Yes, we do.
God damn it! We've got Radio Rich.
We do indeed.
And we've got Radio Rich. Take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Do your, you know what? That was a test. That was a test because anybody that listened to two episodes previous to this would know that we actually don't have a co-host any longer because people have been suspended and all that. And that was a test. If you wanted to really be the co-host, you should have jumped in there and saved me from my false floundering. But
fine. We also have, of course, Mr. Brandon Jones, Mr. Hardcore.
Will you be my neighbor?
Wow. And you know, actually, Mr. Hardcore could have jumped in and introduced himself.
No, but Rob, see, I was trying to be compassionate. I did not want to boost myself up, be the selfish bastard stealing your limelight. I am not egotistical like that. That's why I know my place as the co-host.
Don't worry. You would never steal my limelight. All right, so I guess we're still without.
You couldn't carry Rob's limelight.
I do what I can.
I'd like to see you try to carry any light.
All right, you know
that
what?
Would be a little difficult, but let's not get into physics.
What have we not talked about?
Wart on Chameleon's back.
Well, I suppose before we get to the results of last week's Rampage, I do want to know, how was your trip to North Carolina, Rob?
It was very successful, as predicted. I went in there and defeated their so-called world champion. And that was pretty much that. And then I, you know, got my paycheck and I left. I think that's
so
really
good.
So you
could afford to pay you?
Here's the thing. I got like a mason jar full of grits, dry grits, and then they tried to give me a dead possum, and I'm like, just get me the fuck out of here.
So you walked in, you got paid, you left. You're night striking now.
Pretty much, yeah. I walked in, kicked some ass, got paid, and left. So that's the difference between me and Striker.
Well, of course you're going to kick some ass. I mean, come on. They're world champion of Carolina. And that's not even all of North Carolina, for that matter. But they're fucking world champion what? A midget? Come on.
Yeah, he is smaller than Rona Langley. In fact, you know what? They could team up. He could, like, hide up into – anyway. Let's just go on and talk. Talk about.
Yeah, I don't want to get into any more.
But it would be like one of those Russian nesting dolls, and she could come to the ring, and then all of a sudden she's got a tag team partner. It could be fantastic. Oh, that's not right at all.
Man,
gonna have to take a shower after this one.
Yeah,
new record for how quick we all feel dirty.
I don't know. There's some weeks that I feel dirty just walking into the studio.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, especially anyway. Let us move to Rampage, I guess is what we're going to talk about. So, somebody, let's talk about. I thought it was great. Come on, people. Nothing. We got nothing. I'm ashamed.
No, I just didn't want to jump in and have everybody run rampant over me here, but, you know. It seems like Radio Rich, who should be your number one voice, just has nothing going on tonight. But I think that's because he was all prepared to have a nice rant going with someone else, and his hopes were crushed, and now he has nothing left.
The co-host should be able to rebound and bring it no matter what happens.
All right. So we got Rampage starting off with a whimper. Because we got, before anything else, we got Victor Stone coming out
I smell some jealousy over there, Rich?
Jealousy?
Let me put it like this. Angst. Somebody sounds a little hot under the collar. Still holding some negative feelings towards Mr. Stone, our new IC champ.
Just besides the fact that he, you know, barged into my house, you know, caused significant damage to my items, and mind you, threatened my wife, and that was the whole part about kicking my ass. You know, he still did not represent this company well back in London's burning, and there's nothing he can do that will change that unless he manages to wrangle the world championship away from Rob here, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Not going to happen anytime soon.
He is damaged goods. But let's talk about how...
Let's talk about it.
All right, so Victor Stone comes out, and he does some stuff about how... You know, he's going to walk into Phoenix Rising IC Champion, walk out IC Champion, because he's going to beat Hardcore.
C.
Ah! You always miss your cue!
Razor.
Thank you.
It seems tonight all you have to be dragged into doing your usual skit. What's going on?
This is really, really sad, especially because...
We probably needed to do a trial run this time.
Yeah, well, not just that, but they were like, "Let's go, let's record the radio show, Rob."
Hey, I gotta eat somehow. This thing's the only form of income I got anymore.
Yeah, but you're getting no bonuses with the way you're going tonight.
You shouldn't have spent all that grizzly beer money on grizzly beer.
Hey, the grizzly beer was free. I've got a nasty little addiction to Firebirds, the cars. So my garage looks nice, but my refrigerator's kind of empty.
Well, you only had a chance to fill up for 1 week. Sorry about that, kiddo.
Oh, believe me, I stocked up on beer. I'm never going to run out of that. When they said all you can drink, I got a room that used to be a gym. It's pretty much Florida roof is beer.
You know grizzly beer expires. You know grizzly beer expires, right?
It just adds more kick.
Actually, all you do, right, is you get an expired can with a good can. You open both of them. You pour half of the good can into the glass. Then you pour half of the old can into the glass. And the rest of the good one, save the other half of the old for later. Just mix it up.
You know what? You're way overthinking it. It doesn't matter how old the beer is if you're shotgunning it.
That's okay. I don't drink, so it's just all having fun.
Yeah.
When I do commercials for Grizzly Beer, they have to find some way of, you know.
I would be willing to bet money that Mr. Hardcore has shotgunned a beer or two in his day.
Or three. Yeah.
So.
Continuing on with Victor's rant, which, you know, goes on and on and on, blah, 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 blah. He's basically going to walk out of Phoenix Rising, Intercontinental Champion, and beat the hell out of Razor inside Hell in a Cell. Nah, not going to happen. Continuing on, we have a very hot opener, you know, that got the fans thrilled and ready for action. Oh, wait, no, that was the exact opposite of this match, as it was, you know, Shadow Star, Raw Mike, and some Chris Rage guy. And it was a match. And Shadow Star won. So it wasn't a very good match. And then we get Hunter Sullivan speaking. And, he tries to, he's defending the Pantheon. About how, you know, you guys aren't a cliche faction. You're not the bad guys. You're out here to raise the talent and all that. And, you know, I could buy it from Mark here. I could buy it from Rob. I can't buy Hunter Sullivan saying that. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
I don't think
anybody.
I don't think you should be ripping on Hunter Sullivan.
Yeah. I mean, save your energy and rip on Victor Stone. I had no problem with that.
Yeah, that's...
I've been following Hunter's career a very long time, and while he has raised his bar big time in the PWA, having watched some of the stuff that he did before PWA, it's a little bit it doesn't work. I have that image of Hunter Sullivan way back when. Yes, he has done momentously well in correcting that image here, but it's a long way. Just like Victor Stone got to correct his image, and a big step towards that would be a victory at Phoenix Rising. Not going to happen, but yeah.
Oh, that being Vic's said, image, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to fix his visage is more like it.
Way to make it sound dirty.
I try. So, basically, he's saying, you know, bring the forces, Jethro. Bring the forces against the Pantheon, because they're going to get all crushed and all that. Okay, whatever.
Well, all I got to think is even if Jethro has his little hillbilly clan of the renegades and whoever the hell he wants, there's got to be other parties that are not quite happy with the Pantheon. So, you know, this could turn into whole Pantheon versus non-Pantheon, and non-Pantheon is a whole hell of a lot more than Pantheon.
Pantheon versus the world.
No, we're not going after the whole world. We're starting small. PWA, then maybe Rebel Pro, and... Oh, I don't know.
Rebel Pro? Well, that'll take you 5 seconds to take down.
That's kind of like, you know, after you've worked hard and you're tired, you just want a little bit extra to add to the plate, so it's like a little bit of dessert on the side, you know? So
I'm just saying you don't want to hang up the Mission Accomplished banner yet.
You know, backtracking for a second, Chameleon is the expert of small. Somebody call UPN, UPS, there's a small package to be delivered.
Yeah.
Drums are going off somewhere in the background. Let's move on.
I don't have a drum. I don't actually have a drum sound effect.
That's good.
Wait a minute. Where's that other soundboard?
I don't know. But anyway, let's talk about less soundboards and more ass kicking.
Yeah, we got a match here. Controlled Violence versus Ryan and Limitless Ross.
The new Controlled Violence, may I put.
Yes, the new Controlled Violence versus Covered in Sauce, Ryan Ross, and we don't have a good nickname for him yet, Litmus Ross.
Little Ross.
Well, I would say that this being his first match in the PWA, this was definitely kind of the litmus test.
Covered in Sauce and Providing Sauce.
Man, you guys just walked all over my line.
It was the litmus test. And there we go. What? Having that been that said, yes. The controlled violence won, but hey, it was a great match, and certainly the Ross brothers proved their mettle here. Unfortunately, controlled violence also proved their mettle, as in hitting them with metal.
Stretching. You probably shouldn't be stretching. So
I tried.
The point is, it's a match. Match ended. Somebody won. I don't care. Let's move on.
Man, yeah, you're such an enthusiastic promoter, Cam.
Oh, most of the time I am, but Controlled Violence, whatever.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just going to speed this up. There's a woman backstage, la la la. Then Jethro comes out, and he talks, and I can't understand what he's saying because... fucking accent, what scared me is I almost understood him, and that comes exclusively from that fucking day in Rebel Pro.
Jethro loves to talk, don't he?
He does. But then we got Jonathan Ryker taking on Mark,
our new snake.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you pronounce two X's, so I want to pull that out.
Yeah, well, you just got here. Don't extend it too long. It takes on a whole.
Maybe Mark's X? No.
But it was a TV Mark's title match.
It was a TV title match.
Yeah.
And apparently, these two guys know each other from previous federations, so there was actually
they know each other from EWF, which is a little promotion down in the South Pacific. Good weather. Very
all
violent.
Right. That's amazing.
And, it's amazing and pointless, but what's not pointless is that Jonathan Ryker is still our television champion.
There you go.
Which gives him two defenses. And one
good for him. And Jethro is talking to Lean Bean Miller. Talking. And Covered in Grout, Mark Zout, is taking on Riona Langley.
Which was supposed to be, you know, a much better match than it turned out to be, from what I was told.
Let's see. Face like a trout, Mark's out. I don't know. There's a few ways to go with this. But
on his way out, Mark's out, and when we're done with him.
Zing!
Oopa!
Take it on, Riona Langley.
Being taken down by Riona Langley.
Yeah.
But not going down because your mouth will start burning and dissolving.
We almost got through this. We almost.
Fuck you! Fuck you, Brandon!
I guess that would be taken out, Mark's out. Taken versus Riona Langley.
Because, yeah. Well, Yoda's the winner.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. We got Jacob Figgs versus Razor.
Razor.
Now you hit your cue. Fuck you, Brandon.
And it turns out...
I am feeling love tonight.
And basically Razor cheated to win. And
How did he cheat?
He cheated. If he beat Figgy... Then, because I happen to know, Figgins is one of the finest wrestlers ever in the entire history of ever, and Okay. Yes, it's believe me, I'm very knowledgeable about history, and it goes all the way back. History.
You should probably save the cheating argument for later. Actually,
well, there's a lot of cheating going on at Rampage, and quite frankly, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed after somehow Rebel Pro is. Well, it's because there is no cheating in Rebel Pro because there are no rules in Rebel Pro. But I was able to spend...
Well, yeah, and that sort of bullshit is ruining wrestling. But continue.
And so I was able to spend a couple days down in Rebel Pro and not have the kind of blatant, disgusting cheating that I saw here by people like Razor and other people. So,
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the post-match stuff that's got me a little pissed off. Because, you know, put Pantheon aside for a minute. You know, my brother doesn't exactly agree with the things I do. You know, I don't care. But what Victor Stone did was going way too far, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Jasmine is...
A former PWA backstage reporter.
Yes. But
competed in the PWA's first ever women's match.
She's also a gauntlet run competitor.
Yeah, that's true.
But she is not an active competitor in the PWA. And for Victor Stone to assault her like that...
She also created Spider-Man.
Say what?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Stan Lee. I got confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because they're both so hairy.
It's the mustache. Right? The mustache throws me off.
But hey, now.
I thought you were going to say with the receding hairline and the bass
volume
of voice.
Rob.
Yes.
Rob, I would not be... Your partner, I mean, that's still your partner's sister-in-law.
Yeah, that's my sister-in-law. Let's leave her out of this, other than the fact what Victor did, and, you know, I definitely want Pantheon to keep their hands out of this match completely. Let Razor deal with it and see what happens.
I've got no intention of aiding either Razor nor Victor, the lawn chair sitting up at the top of the ramp watching other people fight for the world title Stone. That's a hell of a nickname, and that's just
I like that one.
That doesn't fit on a shirt though.
We should probably shorten it to Victor the Lawn Chair Stone.
Indeed. So, anyway, we talked about that. We got Hunter Sullivan taking on Jethro Hayes. Amazingly, Jethro Hayes finds time in his busy lecturing schedule to come to a match.
Excuse me. Did we hire a professor, a lecture professor? Oh, no, that's Jethro Hayes. Okay, I was confused.
And Jethro Hayes, much like his hillbilly counterparts down in Rebel Pro, full of the cheating. Full of the cheating.
This was not a very good night for the Pantheon, was it?
Well, you know, that's because – and here's the problem. Here's the trouble. I will tell you what the trouble was. The trouble is I was out of town. I wasn't able, you know, to really – we're not a cohesive group this week. And that was – I don't know if it was my fault so much as whoever the fuck booked me to fight in Rebel Pro. But it was because I was out of town and they were missing their leader.
Mark?
Hey, What is this bull crap? I seem to think that, you know, Rampage turned out rather well for me, so I don't know what you're talking about, me not being able to pull my share. Jeez.
Well, it's the younger guys. It's the younger guys. I mean, you know, they're fantastic. They are better than anybody in the PWA, minus, you know, you and I. But they need our veteran experience to really...
Sounds like we got a bit of the... The dissension in the ranks. Robbo.
There is no dissension in the ranks. We have a disagreement. It's a totally different thing here.
See,
now you're going to blah because you know you can't get away with that. Come on.
All right, so
our younger guys had a couple speed bumps or potholes or whatever this past week. It happens.
You know, they're fearless. They're busy being fearless in North Carolina, and that's okay because when it matters. And it didn't matter this week. What the hell did it matter? It doesn't. What matters is Phoenix Rising in the Elimination Chamber, which we'll talk about in a few moments. So, you know what? Fuck Rampage.
Except
for Chameleon.
A moment of zen for you guys. A moment of zen. There will be. This is not going to be a short fight. This is going to be a long, drawn-out affair. And there will be days where you win. There will also be days where you lose. The important thing is that you end up on top at the end. The journey is not important. It's the destination.
All right, Dr. Phil.
Blah, blah, blah.
So Chameleon took on our returning superstar, Nuke Fusion, who, that
doesn't pay attention. Tension to you, son of a bitch, in the business, and gets kicked in the face, and 1, 2, 3, it's over.
And then,
Falls Count Anywhere, it's not the greatest stipulation I could have come up with.
Match of the year!
Actually, it's Blink of the Year, but the point is, you know, I went for something, you know, that, you know, again, isn't seen every week, you know, Falls Count Anywhere, you know, the idea when you're the champion, pick stipulations that work to your advantage. And, you know, the bell rang. If the guy can't pay attention to what's going on, well, that's his own fault.
I have to say, I would expect nothing less from the most devious mind in the business.
Why, thank you.
Rich, you got some brown on your nose, Chief.
Not really. I'm just, you know, hey, I'm not the one that calls himself the most devious mind in the business.
Yeah, but you sure encourage.
Anyway, then... And then there was the big main event. I returned for my hardcore. And by the way, it was a hardcore match, which I've discussed, and it makes me sick. But it was, you know, I kicked a midget's ass. What else? In a hardcore match. And that makes it even better. I didn't just beat a midget.
I was actually surprised. Did you drink a few too many Yoo-Hoos down there or something? Did they spike the Yoo-Hoo? Because you kicked his ass. But at the same time, he got some good shots on you, and I was surprised. I thought that it would have been just a bunch of picks from the middle of Nowhereville, Carolina, I would have thought that you would have, you know, been able to handle the guy with one hand and three fingers tied behind your back.
Well, problem was, is you go in there and you're facing a midget in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, and when you're a big star such as me, You tend to underestimate people like that, and I really, you know.
I thought you were just toying with them.
There's that, too, but you can only do that for so much. You know, once a guy does something like take a baseball bat to your balls or, you know, whatever, then you're like, oh, maybe I should have taken care of this, you know, more quickly and not given him the chance to do such a thing.
You see, now this is a problem, Rob. You talk about how, you know, we got to be on the ball with our younger guys to make sure they learn lessons and keep things going. But, you know... How is it that you did this, and it just says that you didn't learn your lesson either, because didn't the same thing happen with Scotty Snow at Genesis? You underestimated him?
No, not at all. Not at all. Anyway, let's. Why are you talking about stuff like that? No, it wasn't that I was underestimating. It's that you go in there, and you toy around, and in a hardcore match, there are weapons.
The toys are not exactly...
Yeah, they're not Fisher Price. That's what I'm getting at, and here's the other thing. Even though I was not happy to be in Rebel Pro, I don't like Rebel Pro. You know what? The performer
nobody likes Rebel Pro except for
Why do you interrupt me? The professional, Mr. Hardcore has been promoted to new the co-host. Now,
thank you.
The professional in me has to put on a good match. I can't just go in there and beat a guy in 3 seconds, which I could have, but or actually, I guess 5 seconds. You got to do the move and then get the three count. But anyway, you know, I have to give these fans their money's worth. That's what I do every time I go out there.
I think you could do it in 3 seconds because when you get in that ring and you hit the flame, time stands still.
Wow, there's a reason you're the co-host, and that's it right there. So that's what happened. You know, you got to let the guy get some offense in because otherwise the fans, they feel like they're watching a jobber match. And you know, I'm a pro, and I made sure the fans, they left the building. They knew that they saw fucking greatness occur. So there we go.
Their lives have been diminished because they never live up to the greatness they saw the night Rob Robinson.
Well, that's true. I did ruin the territory. Well, but
okay, professional Robinson. Let's talk about the main event here on Rampage.
The main event.
Yeah, he's avoiding the main event.
Well, the main event is
he's avoiding the fact that he lost to Emperor Ian.
I don't even know if that's the thing he's most embarrassed about.
Oh, I'm actually more embarrassed by falling for McNasty's tricks one more time.
Yeah, I kind of thought that.
Yeah, how did you manage that one?
Well. You know, because I got hit in the head several times down in North Carolina. I was jet lagged. I was tired. Hadn't slept. Hadn't eaten real food all week because
you had stomach ache. That's why. That southern crap.
Yeah, it possum and grits, people. You can't. I'm a finely tuned. I'm a machine. A wrestling machine. You can't be a wrestling machine on possum and grits.
I thought your constitution would be solid after all that yoo-hoo, but okay.
Yeah, it was solid.
And it was very unpleasant when it passed, I believe.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was Rampage. We've been talking about this for longer. This is
well,
the entire thing.
We could mention all the fun and shenanigans after Emperor everybody. Ian beats you. Everybody comes out.
It's a clusterfuck. It happens almost every show. It's normal. Yeah, we can move on.
Yeah. If you not seen a Rampage before pay per view,
You just want to avoid the fact that you got stretched out pretty badly by Jethro and Riona.
You know what I really am trying to leave out is the fact that it turns out that not only do we have a new co-host, but apparently we don't have the economy is tough right now. We don't have the money for an intern anymore. So Radio Rich, it's been nice knowing you. Well, really, but I'm being polite.
Good time for me to get promoted again.
What's that,
3 times in about 2 weeks?
Something like that. It's, you know, I don't know what to say. It just...
Man, if I could get a pay raise for every time I go up to co-host, I'd be actually earning enough to sustain myself now.
Hey, Rob, did you drink too much of the water down there? Because Rebel Pro, they change people. And
you know,
Rob Robinson used to be such a nice guy. And now, what are you doing?
What the hell are you talking about, Rich?
What dimension are you from?
Yeah, that just...
And we shipped Awkwafina down there for Phoenix, so it was okay.
That just proves that you have no business being employed here at PWA Radio, because you have not ever, obviously, have never watched a single episode of any PWA programming. Wow.
So a quick rundown on this week's show.
Yeah, all right, real super ultra fast, super ultra mega monkey ninja fast.
I can do that for you.
All right, real fast.
Isis versus Nuke Fusion, big deal. Shadow Star versus Marks, big deal. Emperor Ian is going to get a chance to take the television title from Jonathan Ryker, and the role that Emperor Ian's been on, this could be a good match. Okay.
Emperor Ian versus Shadow Star promoted on the front page.
Yeah, whatever. Controlled Violence versus the O'Connor Boys could be a good match. I said could be. Now we get into some of the better ones. You know, I got to take on my brother Razor. I am not looking forward to that because, like it or not, you know, he's a tough guy to face. Then of course I use my Devious.
We're going for a three-peat.
What's that?
No, we were doing a three-peat. We announced this last week. Where Victor Stone won Razor again.
Well, that's the pay-per-view.
Oh, this
is Rampage.
I'm talking about Rampage. You're demoted.
This is your job as the co-host. You should know this stuff.
This is tough. Now I don't know if we've got anybody qualified, but he's still more qualified than Radio Rich bringing up a bunch of bullshit.
And now, of course, being the devious one that I am, I've pitted the Renegade Soldiers against each other, Zout versus Ross. The winner will face me at the pay-per-view for the Grizzly Beer title. It's just trying to put a little bit of dissension between them. I know, I'm funny that way.
Hey, he's the most devious son of a bitch in the business.
Thank you for killing the joke, Rich. Good job.
Yeah, well, Rich has been killing a lot tonight. But anyway, then we got Riona Langley and Jethro Hayes against the Generation of Destruction, which, you know, could be a good tag team match, but, you know, again, could be another close to fuck. I don't know. I don't care.
I'm not expecting a wrestling match here.
As long as God dominates, I don't care. And then you got the main event.
Either.
You got Phoenix versus Mark McNasty in an ambulance match.
Everything. The plagues.
What are you talking about back there, Hardcore? I can't hear you.
God needs to strike down their unholy vengeance. We need the lightning, we need the floods, we need the plagues and the salt pillars and all that good shit.
We need a lot of stuff.
The main event.
Yes, the main event is McNasty versus Phoenix in an ambulance match.
Ambulance?
Where ambulance. Ambulance.
Ambulance. Yeah, okay. So are we going to need like a double-sized ambulance for you guys or what?
No. Just one big enough for – well, probably a double-sized one because you're going to have to fit McNasty and his ego in there, but –
yeah.
At least it's not the triple size one we need for you, Rob.
Oh, this boy is just trying to get back to his spot, ain't he?
Yeah, wow, that's...
Hey, Rob, but the thing is, Rob knows he has an ego. And
you know
he's fucking proud of his ego.
You know what? At this point, and the amount of sucking up you're going to have to get your job back is outrageous, and you're not even coming close. You're going to...
I don't know, it's worked on me.
If I get you a six-pack of you, can I go back to being co-host again?
I think so. But you know what? At this point, Radio Rich is not even fit to be co-host of Rebel Pro Radio, as far as I'm concerned.
They can't afford radio. They just do text chats.
I'm sorry, Rebel Pro CB radio.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Do I hear someone complaining, or is that somebody getting booted out of here?
Yeah.
Actually, Rob, you and I could just run the show. Kick them off.
Well,
we just talk about our matches and forget the rest.
Yeah, wait till I get my Yoo-hoo.
Okay.
All right. So now that brings us to a real brief rundown because we're gonna have another PW Radio before this, kind of maybe, probably not. For Phoenix Rising, we've got a singles match with Alex Noble, not Nobel, but he's Noble, taking on, we don't know, it's a mystery.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm just going to call it, it's going to be Grifter. He's taking on Grifter.
Well, actually, I can just let you in on this. It's going to be the loser of the Zout-Ross match this week.
Excellent. So covered in trout, Mark Zout, or
covered in sauce, Ryan Ross, yes.
Yeah. Or covered in trout sauce, Zout and Ross.
Yep.
We don't know.
And TV title match is champ versus challenger. Now, this could be interesting because if Emperor Ian beats Riker, our grudge match with Shadowstar and Emperor Ian would be a TV title match.
Wait. Cam, you're blowing my mind. A TV title match is going to be champ versus challenger? Who came up with this concept? My mind can't fathom it.
What I want to know is when did we hire champ and challenger?
Okay, this is why you two are fired.
Wow.
You can't think outside the box, or in this case, the rectangle. But anyway, then you got the Grizzly Beer title match, where I'll be defending against either Ryan Ross or Mark Zout.
No, actually, this just in. I know who you're going to be defending against.
Really?
Yeah, this is...
Is it Dextro?
No, it's not Dextro. It's Scoot Nash Strader. He's back.
Yes. Oh, no! No! That's horrible.
Yeah.
That guy blames me for things I didn't do. He can blame me for beating his ass at the pay-per-view, though.
Hey, well, Is this match gonna be commentated with by
John
Daniel? I just said that. Oi, nobody listens to Hardcore.
You're right. We don't. Anyway.
All right, we got an IC title match with Victor Lawnchair Stone and Razor. Thank you. And we've got the.
Now, hold on. This is a Hell in a Cell match, and just to let you know, the scheduling conflicts with two cages, the Hell in a Cell match is actually going to be the first match on the card.
Woohoo!
We're going to open an IC title match.
All right, and we've got an Elimination Chamber world title match for the Phoenix's world title. It's going to be the Phoenix, Rona Langley, Mark McNasty, Jethro Hayes, Hunter the Viper, Sullivan, Celtic Fury, Celtic Fury, Jacob Figgins.
There we go.
I've come up with the appropriate subtitle for this pay-per-view. Let's just going around your match. It will be Phoenix Rising, starring the Phoenix in A Night of 1,000 Jabbas.
I like that. I like that. That's what. Yeah. Man, that's cool.
Well, you do. Have you noticed though on the pay-per-view on the main the PWA.com page that we have the best ever graphic for Phoenix Rising?
Yeah, that is. Is that old school or is that something that's brand new?
That is straight and to the point. There was, you know, because Phoenix doesn't need any flash or pomp and circumstance.
Fine,
he just needs to be there.
I will make you a graphic.
Yeah, that was.
I wasn't worried about you making a graphic there, Rich. I'm just talking. You know, I got somebody who might be doing one if she gets off her ass and does it. But you know, anyway, I still think it's a very straightforward. You know,
it's blunt.
It's. Something. It is a JPEG. And
it's very black and white.
Phoenix, look what you did.
Ah, wow. I just.
Damn, you broke Rob. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Mr. Hardcore.
It definitely does the job.
You just said Night of 1,000
of taking up space above the card.
It does, doesn't it?
It really
does.
At least
this time. We know what the pay-per-view is, not like the last couple of times where the new graphic gets put up like 2 days before the pay-per-view and everybody's thinking, Genesis is up twice? Who's the God is up twice? No. So.
Yeah. So.
But, by the way, you said it was the Night of 1,000 Jobbers. Did you just call Hunter and Jacob Jobbers?
Yes.
Well, actually, I would like to correct Mr. Hardcore on this. As the card stands currently, this is Phoenix and the Knight of 15 Jobbers. So.
Okay, I am willing.
Hey! 14! 14!
I am willing to admit my mistakes. I'm not willing to go with Cams, but I will say it's the Knight of 15 Jobbers. There we go.
Now, well, you know what? We can make it 16 and throw you on the card.
Hooray! Another paycheck.
Oh no! You're gonna be working for the stuff you owe me for.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking? Here's what I'm thinking: Mr. Hardcore versus Radio Rich in the battle for the co-host position. And who's the winner?
I'm for it.
Can Victor Stone be the guest ref?
Yeah. And here's the thing:
Stone's busy. We'll get. What's that guy's
Night
name?
Striker. Victor Snow. There you go.
Here's the problem.
Scotty Snow. There we go.
The problem with that match is nobody wins. Not the fans. not the PWA. Nobody.
It just occurred to me. This is actually a good match to have because, you see, after the Hell in a Cell match, we have to take that down because the Elimination Chamber is going to be hanging up in the rafters. So we need to have something to, you know, tie the fans over during the few minutes it takes to take that cage down. So we could have two podiums up on the stage and we could have them debate each other in a verbal debate to decide who's co-host.
Oh, God, are you trying to put us to sleep? I mean, having to listen to Rich talk that much.
I wanted to give everybody a chance to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I was about to say that's exactly what they would do. The very minute that Hardcore over there starts speaking, wow, our concession stands go up 5,000%.
All right,
which is exactly why we should have this on the card. It brings in more money.
There we go. So now that we've reached a consensus on this, it is time for us to close up the shop here. And Mr. Hardcore, if you could please do the honors.
Close the curtain, Rich. Rob,
Eh, whatever. Good enough.
You botched my... Oh, you botched my line.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skullcrusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. Surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't care. Picture the two of us alone inside my golden submarine. While up above the waves, my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere. And all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you.